Northwest News on KPLU. It's been 20 years since Seattle adopted a growth management strategy based on so-called urban villages. Those are neighborhoods targeted for high density to help reduce urban sprawl. A new report gives the city a mixed review. Among the critiques, people aren't living close enough to where they work. KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has a story.
If you want to see how Seattle's growth management has played out over two decades, take a stroll through the heart of Ballard.
I think it really is the poster child for the urban village strategy.
That's former city council member Peter Steinbrook, who was hired by Seattle's mayor to write the report.
Ballard grew by about 3,000 new households over the last 20 years. The place has been revitalized in a big way.
He stands on the corner of 15th and Market Street and points to several large new apartment blocks that loom above a mix of older architectural styles.
And one of the things that I particularly like about Ballard is that it has a very high pedestrian density. You know, you see people on the street as we do right now, all hours of the day, the evening. It's a friendly, popular place to be.
He says developers have added tree plantings, wider sidewalks, and public art, and everything you need is available on foot or a short bus ride away.
And that's one of the foundational principles of the urban village strategy, is that we can make transit work, we're seeing a bus go by right now, better if we can concentrate jobs and housing in the urban villages and centers.
But Steinbrook says while the city predicted almost exactly the number of new homes its urban villages would absorb, it overestimated the number of jobs nearby.
So what you're seeing is that people are choosing to live in Seattle, putting up with the traffic and the congestion during commute times, and working on the east side.
Along with supporting more growth in transit use, Steinbrook says the city needs to reassess its job growth strategy and create more job centers closer to where people live. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.